we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to this unique broadcast that we have today. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida. We have Sunday services at 10:30. We also have Sunday school at 9:30. This week, we do not have Sunday night service because we have a fifth Sunday celebration. We're going to have a potluck dinner after our church. Everyone is welcome to come and participate in that. We are asking people that want to stick around for the dinner if they'd bring a dish. If you can't bring a dish, that's fine. There's plenty of food available. And if not, I will fast and we will be fine. We'd like to invite you out to be a part of what God is doing at Merritt Assembly of God this Sunday. If you do not have a church home, we would love to have you come and be a part of that. So, as I mentioned on yesterday's broadcast, and if you want to catch this broadcast at other times, it will be rebroadcast at 10:30 on WWBC 1510, as well as at 5 o'clock again this evening at WMIE 91.5. There are some other frequencies, I believe 102.3 or something like that, is one of the other frequencies that you can pick up one of the stations on. Just depends on where you are at in the county as to which frequency works best. But I thought we'd let you know that it is available. Today, this is not going to be a Bible study. It's not going to be me teaching from the Word. This will be an interactive radio program. It's not going to be that you can call in or anything like that, where I'm not set up for anything like that, but it is interactive in the fact that this is going to be an on-air prayer meeting. And so I want to encourage you to join me in praying. We are praying for our community, for our country, for the world that we live in. And so we're going to be praying. I don't have a script in front of me. All I've got is my Bible here. And so I would like to encourage you to join me in praying. Now, before we get started, I saw this news article a couple of weeks ago. And so I want some of you listen as you're driving to work. And we appreciate being a part of that morning drive that you have. But I want to encourage you, do not be driving down the road and praying with your eyes closed. A couple of weeks ago, believe it or not, there was a lady who was driving down the road and she was praying and she was closing her eyes as she was praying and she ended up getting into an accident. I want you to know you can pray with your eyes open. There's nothing that says you have to close your eyes when you pray. And so, please do not do that. Some of you may be listening in an office. You do not have to verbally out loud be praying as I'm praying. You can just be listening and praying under your breath as you're working or typing or washing dishes or whatever. If you have the time to set aside to join us as we pray today and ask for God to touch our country, the more focused that you are, the better. And so I just wanted to throw those disclaimers out for you. You know, please don't close your eyes while you're driving down the road. That's not a good testimony. It's not a test of faith. It's just not wisdom. Okay. And so with that being said, I believe that our country could certainly use the prayer. And so I just felt impressed in my spirit to do this. And If you like it, that's great. If you don't like it, we will be teaching the word again on Monday. But this is going to be a time when we pray. And verse number 8 of Matthew chapter 6 says, "Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen." Okay, I will be honest with you. I am not praying for God to do things the way that I want him to do. I am praying for his will and his plan to come to pass. I don't need him to come into agreement with my plan. I need to come into agreement with his. And so as the people of God, it is our privilege. God says that he will heal a land when his people humble themselves, pray, seek his face, and turn from their wicked ways. That's 2 Chronicles 7:14. So today, we're not going to kick the can down the road. We're not going to put the responsibility on politicians. We're not going to put the responsibility on media or those who do not know God. We are going to assume the responsibility that God talked about in 2 Chronicles 7:14. We are going to be his people, and we're going to seek his face. And so that is the plan for today's program. And with that being said, let's unite around the throne of grace. I remember a message that I preached a long time ago. I preached to a divided group of people, and I emphasized how the place of unity is at the altar of God. It's a place where we come and we no longer look at one another as people who are opposed to one another, but we look at people who are recipients of the blood of Jesus Christ, the forgiveness of our sins. We are united by the grace of God. And so we need to take every thought captive, bring it into the subjection of the Lordship of Jesus Christ. And so today I want to ask you, no matter who you are, where you're at in the county, how much money you make or how much money you don't make, whether you're a Democrat or Republican, an independent, or don't care, don't vote, whatever, I'm going to ask you to exercise the privilege that God has given to us as believers to come boldly before the throne of grace for this purpose, to find help in our time of need. And if you look at our contemporary events, the way that I see them, we are most definitely in a time of need. And so let's come boldly before the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, I'm so thankful today, Lord. We are not here to process a legal transaction. We're not here to do a spiritual transaction. Father, we're just thankful that we can come and spend time with you. You're our Father, and we're blessed to have you in our life. Lord, today we acknowledge that you do all things well. We acknowledge that your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. God, that we need you to teach us your ways. Father, we're not here to cast dispersion upon any other person. We are here to humble ourselves in the sight of God. We are here to say, Lord, we have missed the mark on more than one occasion. We have failed to listen, failed to obey, failed to act on far too many occasions. Lord, we have failed to represent you as well as we could have. And God, right now we find ourselves in a precarious place, but Lord, it is not too difficult a place for you. You are able to rule and reign in perfection. Thank you. Lord, today I am not your child because I was naturally born that way. I'm your child because Jesus gave his life so that I could be adopted into the household of faith. And God, I want to thank you for that privilege. I want to thank you for the honor of calling you my Father. And Lord, I know that there are thousands upon thousands, hundreds of thousands, and millions of brothers and sisters in Christ today. And Lord, I don't know how many of them are listening to this program. I don't even know that if a radio program like this has taken place before. But God, I'm here coming to you. And Lord, I'm thankful for my brothers and sisters in Christ. I'm thankful for the generations that know the reality of what a good Father you are, what a holy Father you are, what a loving Heavenly Father we are blessed with. And Lord, today we want to ask you for forgiveness for any misrepresentation of your holy name. God, I know that there is far too much profanity where your name is involved that is taking place on a daily event. It's a daily event in our society, God. Too many people, your name is just a byword, just a cuss word. There's no apprehension about using your name to condemn people. And God, that's displeasing. It's hard for me to hear. Lord, we're asking once again for you to move in a sovereign manner. Lord, when Jesus came to the earth, he brought glory to your name. He brought glory to your name. And God, I pray that that's what we would do once again. Lord, that your people would be known for bringing glory to your name, that you would lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. God, that you would lead Merit Assembly of God, Lord, from the person that's been there the longest to the person who's just now arriving on the scene, would you lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake? God, for the people who are listening on this radio broadcast, God, that we would be very determined to be holy as you are holy, to be led in the path of righteousness, Lord, and bring glory to your name. Father, help us. Help us to live a life that represents a loving Heavenly Father in a holy manner. God, right now, there is a great deal of debate. There's a great deal of discussion and, quite frankly, hostility and hatred over whose kingdom is going to come to America. Is it going to be one political party or the other political party or this special interest group or that special interest group? And Father, in all actuality, we need your kingdom to come. I need your kingdom. And Lord, I know that what that means is that the king rules and reigns in sovereignty. So Father, I pray right now. I pray for myself that King Jesus would have full authority in my life, that you would be able to order my steps and direct my path, that you would not find me rebelling against your word, but delighting to do your will. God, may it be a desire inside of each of us. God, today I pray that your kingdom would come to Brevard County. Lord, would you move by your Spirit and cause the principles of your kingdom. God, yours is a kingdom of light, not darkness. Yours is a kingdom of love, not hate. Yours is a kingdom of forgiveness, not unforgiveness. Yours is a kingdom of serving, not selfishness. God, a kingdom of humility, not pride. God, would your kingdom come? It's a kingdom of giving, not taking. Father, would your kingdom come to Brevard County? Lord, may your will be done. May your will be done. Lord Jesus prayed multiple times, and Lord, he looked for other people to join him in praying for your will to be done in his personal moment of trial, and God, he found none to stand with him. Lord, Isaiah looked for someone to stand in the gap and could find no one. Lord, today I pray that you would find saints across Brevard County crying out, may the kingdom of God come. May we realize the precious reality of Jesus ruling and reigning. Father, our Western mindset doesn't understand a kingdom mindset. Lord, we're so programmed to speaking our voice and let the chips falling where they may, of making sure that our voice and our opinion is heard, and Lord, the majority wins. But Father, the priority of a believer is your kingdom come. So God, today I pray that there would be more than two or three that are gathered around the throne of grace. Lord, my voice is coming across the airwaves, Lord, but it's coming before the throne of grace right now. There are people who are listening, but God, their voice, their thoughts are coming before the throne of grace. You know what we have need of before we even ask. Lord, we ask your will to come. Lord, we know that your will is holiness. We know that your will is life. We know that your will is peace. We know that that you don't want any to perish, but you want all to come to everlasting life. God, would your will come to Brevard County? Lord, there are many who do not have the bare essentials of life. God, I'm humbled as I've seen very desperate situations and needs, and realize how blessed I am. Lord, as I go out into the heat of the summer, I realize how blessed I am. God, as I see people, Lord, I pray for the man that a few weeks ago was just looking for a place to rest in the shade. God, I'm so blessed. And Lord, we pray today, God, that daily needs would be met. Lord, I thank you for the single moms that we have been able to touch and their kids, Lord, to just try and make sure that everything is necessary that is in place for them to make it through the day. But Lord, there are many, many people. Lord, I know that it is not just food and shelter and clothing, but Lord, you want us to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Father, today I pray that if there's any who are listening, that there are desperate needs in their life, Lord, that they would lift up their eyes to you. Lord, that they would cry out to you. Lord, we want to help, and we want to come and pray, God, Lord, for these tangible needs to be met. But Lord, I pray that you would even meet that greater need, and that is, we can't afford to go another day without you being our Lord and Savior. Lord, I'm not guaranteed tomorrow. No one listening to my voice is guaranteed to make it till the end of the day. Father, we ask that you would provide for daily bread, Lord, and that part of that would be the word that comes from you. Lord, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So God, I pray throughout this country, throughout this county, that there would be a hunger for hearing the word of God. Lord, I pray for forgiveness. Lord, it says, forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And I cry out to you, God. Lord, I know this. I am a man who has been need of who has been in need of forgiveness. And I want to thank you that I found it. Lord, I know that there are times that I blow it. And I thank you that forgiveness is available. God, we cry out and we ask for forgiveness, and yet there's the temptation to not want to avail others of the forgiveness that we cry out for. We want to hold on to grudges and nurse them. And God, I pray that you would find that we are not only a forgiven people, but that we are a forgiving people. God, please do not let bitterness take root in anyone's heart in this county. God, please do not let hatred rule and reign on our streets. We are crying out to you, O God, that we would appreciate the grace and the mercy, the forgiveness that you have shown to us. And Lord, that we would not only be recipients, but we would be practitioners of it. God, that we would be willing to release the grudges, release the hostility, God. Lord, I pray in Jesus' name that you would not find unforgiveness in the house of God, that you would not find unforgiveness. Lord, I pray that right now in Brevard County, Lord, that as of this day, that the rate of assaults and battery would drop because unforgiveness has been bound and forgiveness has been released. I pray that the murder rate would drop, Lord. I pray that people would once again be forgiving their neighbor and loving their neighbor. And Lord, that they would not be stealing from them. They would not be taking advantage of them, God, that they would be treating them with honor and respect. God, we pray right now, Lord, for our military personnel. There's a large representation. And God, I just pray that you would minister to them and that you would take care of them, God. Watch over them. Lord, for those on deployment, that you would meet the needs of their families. God, we pray for our firefighters and for our policemen, for our sheriff's deputies. God, in Jesus' name, would you protect them? Lord, may you guide their steps. Minister to them, Lord, from our sheriff all the way down to the newest deputy, God, would you take care of them? Would you watch over them, Lord? Would you guard their hearts? Lord, I want to thank you for those who serve our community, and I just pray, God, in Jesus' name, that there would not be unforgiveness in our community, but there would be holiness and love and compassion. Lord, I just witnessed last week, Lord, a police officer escorting a man across the street just to make sure he got across to the other side of the road. God, I pray that you would bless them today. Lord, I pray that temptation would lose its appeal because you do a work in our hearts. God, I pray that as we're on the air here today, God, that hearts would be delivered from the desire of alcohol. Lord, I pray that the desire for immorality would give way, Lord, that it would lose its grip on people's lives. Lord, I pray that the spirit of deception, that of being lied to and lying, God, that would be bound in Jesus' name. And Lord, that there would no longer be any temptation to try and manipulate our own situations, but Lord, instead that we would live by the spirit of truth. God, would you lead us in the paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Father, I pray that temptation, Lord, would lose its grip. Lord, that drug addicts would no longer have a desire for substance that would keep them embondaged and impoverished, God. Lord, I pray that people would not be looking for a way of escape from reality, but Father, you would make them more than overcomers, and Lord, you would give them a hope and a future. God, I pray that the power of the enemy would be broken. Lord, deliver us from the evil one. Lord, I want to thank you that you are the best delivery person there's ever been. You have the capability of delivering from bondage and delivering to a divine inheritance. God, I praise you today because you want to deliver us from the darkness and you want us to deliver us to the kingdom of light. You want to deliver us from bondage, to deliver us from freedom. God, I pray that this weekend in our Bible preaching churches across this county, God, that there would be deliverance from spiritual darkness, that the power of the enemy would be bound, and the spirit of the living God, the spirit of freedom, would be set loose in people's lives. God, I pray that every Bible preaching church would see people saved for the glory of God, born again, given a whole new lease on life. God, we pray these things for a specific reason. It's not just so that it will go well with us, but Father, it is because the kingdom belongs to you. We pray for our community, not because it's our community, but because it is your community. This is your America. This is your world. The people that walk this earth, whether they are Caucasian or African American or Oriental or Native American or Southern Asian, God, wherever they come from, whatever they look like, they are your people. I am so thankful, Father, that when we get to heaven, it is going to be representative of every tribe, every tongue, every nation. God, I want to thank you for my Hispanic brothers and sisters in Christ and their love for you and the worship that they have for you. God, this is your kingdom. And I pray, God, that you would mobilize the kingdom of heaven. You would mobilize the forces of heaven. And God, that your kingdom would come to our county, that every weapon formed against this county would be bound in Jesus' name. Every weapon formed against our country would fail because Jesus comes on the scene. Lord, yours is the kingdom. It's the power. It's the authority. And it's the glory forever. God, I pray that Brevard County would be known as the place where the glory of the Lord is seen. May it be a place where the authority of Christ rules and reigns. God, I pray that darkness would lose its grip on individuals' lives. Father, I pray for those who are bound in illicit activities. God, I pray in Jesus' name, Lord, that they would come to know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Father, these are things that we cry out for because you are able to bring them to pass. Lord, we want to thank you for saints who are crying out for your kingdom to come. Come in a supernatural way. This is Bob Arthurs from Merit Assembly of God. We pray that you have a great and glorious weekend. God hears our prayers. He answers our prayers. See you Monday right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merit Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Everybody I know says they need just one thing. What they really mean is they need just one thing more. Everybody seems to think they got it coming. Well, I know that I don't deserve it. Still, I want to love and serve you more and more. You're my one thing. Save me from those things that might distract me. Please take them away. Purify my heart. I don't want to lose the eternal for the things that are passing. Cause what will I have when the world is gone if it isn't for the love that goes on and on with my
you're my one thing, and the pure in heart shall see God.